Hey guys, welcome to another episode of For You from Eve. Today I have guest Lara to talk about her own store that she opened up as a junior in college called Ludovica. I will have her Instagram at down below so that you're able to shop online for her products, or if you're local by her store, you can go and shop online. This podcast was amazing because it really does show how high your potential is, and she does such a good way of describing how to take the first step to starting your own business. You know, there's no excuses if you want to get something done. So I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and let's go ahead and get started and meet our guest.
Hi, I'm Lara. I am the owner of Ludovica in Westwood, New Jersey, which is a small women's boutique. I sell clothes, accessories, shoes, jewelry, just like the general, you know, everyday wear, casual wear, fast fashion, etc. Yeah. Stuff like that.
How long has it been since you've had Ludo?
I opened in March 2014, so this year will be 7 years.
Wow. Were you in college or you just graduated?
I was actually in college. So I opened, I think it was my junior year. I had just turned 20 the month before we opened. And I, you know, was still in college while I was doing it because my parents were like very for getting a college education, whether the business worked out or not. So I, you know, stuck through and I got my bachelor's degree.
That's crazy that I didn't know you did it while you were in college. I thought you did it when you graduated. How'd you have
I was in college.
Wow. How'd you have the time to take classes and also start a business?
It was hard at first. Eventually, I just was able to find classes that were mainly virtual. So like all online classes, that made it easier. I guess like starting the store, it wasn't crazy busy to begin with. So like there is a lot of downtime when you're sitting there. You can kind of like be on your laptop, do your homework. So I was able to do that.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, obviously doing the virtual classes helped. But then the times that I was actually having to go and commute to Ramapo and like go to class and meet with like groups for projects and stuff like that, my mom would watch the store, or at the time I had a manager that was, you know, kind of running the store a little bit when I wasn't there, just because my parents were like, you can't be here every single day, all day, obviously. So let's hire somebody and, you know, until you get like on your feet fully and you're graduated, and then you can do it by yourself. So that was like my initial, you know, startup situation.
Wow. That's great. Cause I just turned 20 and I'm a junior at Ramapo too. So like I'm in the exact situation.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I cannot picture starting a company. Like I can't even, I'm like taking all my time applying to internships and working on my portfolio. I couldn't even imagine starting up a whole clothing company by my own.
It was so impulsive. I didn't like have a plan to start. I kind of just was like, I don't know, the idea was like thrown at me and I took the opportunity like very impulsively. So I also like, I never obviously regret the decision, but I am a little jealous of like you, let's say, because you get to like sit there and like plan out, you know, kind of like what you want to do and what internship you're going to get and like what you're, who you're going to work for. And it's like, you have that like ambition to do all that. Whereas like for me, I kind of just like threw myself into something, and obviously thank God it worked out. Like I'm happy where I am, but I didn't really get that like experience. Like I wasn't like my college graduation, I like didn't even care. I was already like a year and a half into the business.
And
I
already know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Like it wasn't like exciting for me. So I kind of missed out on that a little bit, but I'm obviously happy.
Yeah,
where I am
of course.
Now,
I mean,
but,
if it was the other way around, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so jealous that you created this at a junior. So no matter what we have, we want something else. But that's so impressive that you created it your junior year. I had no idea. I thought you were like 23 when you created it at least. So that's insane.
Yeah, I was so young.
And how'd you know like you wanted to do fashion, especially as a junior? Some people don't even have their majors declared at that age.
Honestly, since high school or even before that, it was just always like a passion of mine, whether like I didn't know exactly where I wanted to go in the industry, whether it was like buying, styling, designing. And then I just was working in different like fashion settings. So I worked in a boutique in Ridgewood in high school, and then I got an internship at a showroom in the city for a summer. So I got to see that end of it. But I really liked that like small boutique feel. So mm-hmm. I was like comfortable there. I liked going to the shows at Javits Center and like buying all the clothes, picking them out, trying to figure out like trends and like what people would like to wear for the season. Stuff like that really got me like thinking about doing it for the future. I didn't anticipate that it would happen when I was like 20, but it was definitely something that I was always interested in. And my parents were kind of just like, it's not 100% yet. So just go to school for business and like see where it takes you. Because if you get a business degree, you can work in any industry, whether it's fashion, whether, you know what I mean? Like you can kind of like go anywhere. If I was going to get a fashion degree, they felt like I was very like stuck to the industry. And if I couldn't find a job somewhere, then I was screwed. So they kind of pushed me towards that. So I got my bachelor's in marketing at Ramapo.
Wow, that's literally what I'm doing right now. I'm getting my bachelor's in marketing. That's so funny. Ramapo. Yeah, I didn't even know you went to Ramapo.
Yeah. Yep,
wow, that's really funny. And I just think it's crazy that, like, you manage the time, too. So, like, aside from applying, like, you know, like I said, I'm working right now on applying to internships and everything. But how'd you even balance, like, finals week and having a boutique? Like, were there – so, like, were you very strict on, you know, I have to do this at this time and everything?
Yeah, I was – like I was like thrown into this so quickly and I just like made the transition and told myself like if you're gonna make this work you have to be dedicated. Like I never had like weekends anymore. Like my Saturdays I was at the store every single weekend because I wanted to like get to know the customers. That was my full day off from school, so I would go to the store all day on Saturdays, come home, study, do what I needed to do. Sundays I also had to figure out like when I was going to do homework and study. So those were, that was, you know, the day for that. So I was very like strict on myself. Like I kind of stopped letting myself like have fun in a way because I knew like I loved the store so much and I wanted to make it work so badly that I was like, you know what, just suck it up for a few years and see where it can take you and it'll be worth it. Like I was very about the store and if people wanted to like hang out or do something and I wasn't available because of it, I was just like, you know what, just do it, it's fine, like get over it, you know what I mean? Like I really had that like strict mentality. I was very like very much like that, so that helps. I mean, I can say now that all those years of me saying no and like not being able to go out or do the things that I like really wanted to do with my friends or my family or whatever are honestly so worth it because now I have like a really good team at the store where I can take off a few days if I want, or I can take a Saturday off and like enjoy myself and be comfortable doing all these things. So that was very worth it for me. And I say like having a plan like that and being strict on yourself and dedicating your time to the things that you want to do are so important.
Yeah, of course. And right now, like at least your Instagram is also a big advertising for you. So your company's growing more and more. Like I remember once we were together and someone that was delivering our food was wearing a sweatshirt from your boutique. So like,
I remember that.
That was so funny. I was like so in shock. Were there moments like that where you were like, oh my God, I made it. Like, people know me.
Stuff like that. And then also just like, seeing people out wearing the sweatshirts, I'm just like, it still shocks me. Or even just like my family and friends that wear them.
Like,
I forgot.
I have like three in my closet right now.
Like I know. And it just blows my mind how so many people have them. Like the other day, I forget who it was, but I don't know. I saw them and like, it's a person I know, like a close friend, and they were wearing the sweatshirt. And I was like, oh, nice sweatshirt. And they're like, yeah, I love it. I wear it all the time. And like, it still shocked me. I'm like, why? Why though? Like, why? What's this? Like, I know it's like cute and cool and whatever. Like, obviously it's my brand. I'm trying to like push it, but it's still, it's really nice to see that. And it makes me feel like good about myself that I was able to accomplish that, where like people want to wear my brand name on a sweatshirt.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I see it all the time. Just at like a Secret Santa last week, one of the gifts was your sweatshirt. And I was like, oh my God, oh my she's God. So cool.
Wow, that's so cool. I didn't even know that. So that just made me so
happy. it was one that's of the awesome. Gifts. I think that Instagram and social media expanded your brand a lot, or did you not see a huge difference? You have a lot of followers on Instagram. So do you think it made a big difference as to the purchases you were getting in store, or not really?
100%. So I realized in the last like year or so, especially with quarantine and being closed, I sold so much through Instagram in the 3 months that I was closed because I don't have a website. I mean, I'm working on it. That's just like a little, you know, I'm working on getting back online in that sense. But, you know, at the time I didn't have a site, so people couldn't order online, and I accept orders through DM. And I didn't realize how many people really keep up with the Instagram until that time, because I was getting like 30 to 40 DMs a day of customers that I recognize that come into the store, and new customers that were finding me through ads, because I would promote my Instagram, you know, post and pay for promotions, because I knew people were sitting home and on their phones all day. So I was like, if I'm going to put the money into it, like, I might as well do it now, because this is the time that people are shopping online, sitting at home on Instagram, scrolling. If someone sees my ad and I get a sale out of it, that's great. So that really like put it into perspective for me that, like, yes, I have like 15,000 followers on Instagram, but you don't actually know who's paying attention, or like, who sees your pictures, because Instagram, the algorithm is so, like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
I don't know what's going on with it, but it's, it's all over the place. So I don't know if I'm posting a picture, is it worth it? Like, are all these 15,000 people seeing the picture? Is it like resonating with them? So that made me realize that whether or not people engage with the posts, they are seeing them. So it really pushed me to like really, really put a lot of effort into the Instagram. And I just started posting like crazy.
Yeah. And I feel like it's really like a lot bigger now. Like, people are starting their companies just from Instagram. Like, that's how they're getting all their advertising. It's crazy what's happening.
It is. I know. It's becoming like a full business platform.
Yeah, it really is. And I feel like I've known like you've done this before. A lot of people, like a lot of influencers, will promote boutiques. So how do you start something like that? Because I feel like a lot of people will see it, but they don't know how it actually happens, how people get reached out to you and everything. So do you mind explaining just a little bit about how you find influencers to promote your boutique?
Yeah, absolutely. So I feel like people think it's harder than it is. It's really just a simple message to them, you know, like, hey, I love your photography, I love your pictures, I love your Instagram feed, I love what you stand for, I love your style, whatever it is, you know, the whatever reason you are attracted to that influencer, you reach out to them, you kind of start like a small conversation like that, and you just say whether you as a business owner are going to decide to pay the influencer to do a post for you, or if you're just going to compensate them with clothes or jewelry or whatever it is, like payment in that way. Just explain what you want from them and what you want to get out of it, and see what happens. The worst that could happen is that they say no, and then you just move on. So for me, I reach out to many of them throughout the week, and sometimes I'll get 5 to 6 responses that say, absolutely, I would love to work with you. Other people are like, no, because of this reason or that reason, or, you know, I'm expecting this form of payment, and let's say I can't make that payment. For whatever reason, then it just doesn't work out. But it's really that simple. Like, you just have to try. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But majority of the time, I feel like people are so intimidated by these girls, especially in the industry, like in the fashion industry and in this like influencer / blogger world. These girls come off like a little bit intimidating, I would say. So I feel like smaller brands are nervous to reach out to them, but it's really just like, they're also looking for work. You know what I mean? They also want to be seen. So they obviously get excited because, okay, I have 15,000 followers. Let's say they have 10 or 20 or whatever in the same range. They're like, yeah, I would love to work with you and create content for you, because I know you're going to repost me on your page, and then I'll get visibility from your page. So you're kind of like doing each other a favor in that sense, you know?
Yeah, of course.
If they create good content, they know I'm going to repost it, and then people will find them in that way. So it's a plus for both, you know, me and the influencer. So that's basically how it works. I mean, it's super simple. And then I'll take it from like a direct message on Instagram to a more formal email where I discuss like the terms and, you know, how, what I want from them as far as like a story post or a feed post. And then I'll just send pictures of clothes and they choose what they want. I ship it to them and then they get to keep the clothes. I have done paid influencer advertising.
Yeah.
I I did that for the holidays because I wanted to reach out to bigger influencers with a bigger following. So I pulled a budget from my advertising budget, like my social media promotions and Facebook ads, and I put it towards Instagram influencers. So I'll probably do that again next year because I feel like it was worth it.
Yeah, especially in the holidays. I look for so many Instagram stores and everything during the holidays. Right.
Exactly. So like you really want people to like find your store and spend money there, obviously. So it's worth it to put in a little bit extra, whatever it is, whether it's money or you're sending more clothes to people for them to keep. It's definitely worth it.
When did you start? Like after a year, you started sending out to people when your following got bigger, or right away did you just start sending or working with influencers?
At the time that I opened the store, like in 2014, Instagram wasn't really like, there wasn't an influencer community, I would say. I don't know, it was simpler than that. There wasn't like a lot of business on Instagram. It was more just like pictures, photography, some like, you know, aesthetically, whatever, kind of like Pinteresty type of like photos and stuff like that. It wasn't really until I want to say like 2016 when I started a site, like a website for the store, and I really tried to push the influencer thing. The site didn't end up working out for me, so I pulled back on that and I just focused on the store, which was like around 2018. So it's been like 2 years that I've been consistently working with influencers.
And I feel like that's when influencers got more
exactly
they became more normalized.
100%.
Like a couple years ago, it's like if I were to story like what I was doing during the day, people would be like, what is this, like why are you posting this, it's just so weird. And now it's like, yeah, it's crazy how it's switched this past couple of years, and it's created so many opportunities for people.
Yeah, for sure.
What would you say has been, you know, because you started 2014, you were a junior in college, and it all went up. Like now you're, you know, you can't even go anywhere without seeing anyone in a Ludo hoodie. So what would you say are some of the hardest things that you had to go through to get where you are now? Like any moments where you were like, oh, maybe this isn't what I want to do, maybe this isn't worth it, or anything like that?
Yeah, when I spread myself too thin. So at the time when I started a website, I was trying to be like a full like online company that was competing with like Forever 21 and H&M and like all these huge companies. And I was trying so hard to compete with them and it wasn't working for me. And I had so much success in the boutique in person that I was like, why isn't it transferring my website? Like, why aren't people shopping online? I do so well in the store. Why can't these people just go online and spend money there too? You know what I mean? I was very why is it working? So there was a time that, you know, at that point in my life where I was like, maybe this isn't what I want to do anymore. Like, maybe I should close the store, move on. Like, I was 23. So I was like, I'm so young. Like, I just graduated college. I can go get a job somewhere. I have experience. I can put this on my resume as like an experience in my life. And, you know, I technically had experience in every aspect of the industry. I was buying, I was doing marketing, I was doing social media, I was doing customer service, like sales, you know, everything. So I was thinking in my head, like, let me put that all on my resume and see where it takes me. Like, there was maybe a month in my life during that time where I was like, I'm going to start applying for jobs. Like I went on LinkedIn and I was looking for jobs. Honestly. And I forgot about that until I just started talking about it right now, but I'm happy, you know, obviously I stuck it through and I was kind of just like, you know what, let me lessen the burden and maybe close the website and really push the store more and put more effort into the store and see where that takes me. And I feel like that has really kind of created the path that I'm going on, where I'm like, a lot of people are always like, oh, are you going to open another store? You should open like a second location, a third location. Like, are you excited to like do all this? And yes, I will when the time is right. But right now I'm very content with what I have and I am, you know, I'm happy and I'm successful and that's enough for me right now. I don't want to spread myself too thin again and then feel like I can't handle it or like, why isn't it working? Like, don't fix it. It's not broken. You know what I mean? Like, the store is great. I still go to one store. I don't need two or three or four to drive myself crazy and be like upset if it doesn't work out. So
yeah,
that's kind of like when I felt like maybe this wasn't for me, but I pushed through mm-hmm. it and I made it work. So
that's awesome. Do you think there's any, like you just said, like you don't want to spread yourself too thin. You don't want to worry about like what's way in the future, but do you ever create like maybe small goals for yourself, like every week, like, oh, I want to sell this much of this product, or, you know, do you ever do anything like that towards your company?
Yeah, 100%. I feel like I have weekly goals and I have monthly goals mm-hmm. as far as sales go. Obviously, I'm always trying to match my previous month. I'm always trying to match, you know, like this year's January to last year's January, or my best January yeah. in the 7 years that I've been in business. You know, I'm always trying to up my sales, of course. But I also have mm-hmm. smaller goals. Like social media is like where I really try to focus on. And I obviously am trying to grow the page as much as possible. Every month I try mm-hmm. to add 2 new influencers that I work with on Instagram. I'll always try to like change up my marketing strategy. Like sometimes I'll send a lot of email blasts in a month, and sometimes I'll send mm-hmm. like 1 or 2 and kind of like see what works better. Like you always have to change it up.
Yeah.
There's no, you know, and you could set a goal and then realize like that goal is just maybe not realistic, or you need to take mm-hmm. like a step back. So yeah, I definitely yeah. have goals. Like I have goals that I write down that I know are realistic. I have goals in my head, obviously, that like I think about and I'm like, in a year or 2 years, I would like love to be here. But mm-hmm. I feel like the smaller goals like get you to the bigger goals. So I try to focus on like
yeah,
my day to day, my weekly, you know, like that type of stuff. If I can accomplish that, I feel like the bigger stuff will just come when it's like meant to be.
Yeah. Of course. Do you ever think about, I was thinking about it when you were talking about taking different marketing strategies. Do you ever think about advertising your stuff on TikTok? Because I see little boutiques that blow up with these TikTok trends of their outfits. And I'm like, oh my God. And then all of a sudden, like their Instagram has so much more recognition. Do you ever think of going towards TikTok for advertising?
I actually just created an account last week, like for the store.
Oh, wow.
So I mm-hmm. am hiring my little cousin, Jenna.
That's awesome. I want to do a quick fire round. But before we do that, is there anything else you want to talk about? Maybe if someone my age, if I wanted to start a boutique, what would you tell me? Because you were saying it kind of got thrown at you and you kind of just jumped into it and you're like, okay, this is what I want to do. I'm doing it. But let's say someone my age is also interested in following your path. What are some things you'd recommend for them to take the first step and to actually start?
Honestly, I know this is really cliche, but just do it. Mm-hmm. Like, just literally, yeah. I can't explain it, but honestly, I've learned in life that you just have to take the step and do it. Like, if it's something you really, really, really want, and you're willing to put the time and effort and work hard and you're mm-hmm. motivated towards it, then you can accomplish it. Like, I've seen so many people that are like, I want this, I want this, like, I want to become this, I want to open this, I want to create this. And the people that spend all of their time pushing for their goals end up achieving them.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's like you're only young once. And if you take the risk and it doesn't work out, at least you're young. Like, you don't have a lot to lose. And that was my,
of course,
like my parents' whole mentality with opening the store for me, because obviously they helped me. I didn't open it by myself.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, listen, you live at home, it's okay, like, let's invest this amount of money. If you lose it, it's all right, like, you're young, you know, you have other opportunities. Like, you can go out, find a job, figure it out, graduate, do whatever you need to do. So it's really just about taking the risk and putting a lot of effort into it. Nothing comes easy. And like I said, mm-hmm. all of the, you know, sacrifices I had to make as far as like not going out or not doing what I really wanted to be doing at that time, because I was in college. And obviously when you're in college, you want to go out and you want to like have fun and be with your friends and go to parties and all that stuff. Like, you just have to suck it up and really, really push for the goal. It's about mm-hmm. having a plan, you know, like, this is my goal. This is what's going to get me to that goal. And you just have to do it. Like, there's no other way for me to explain how to get someone to do something that they want to do, I feel like, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally, I'm like a firm believer. And if you want to get something, you really just have to start. Yeah,
exactly.
And I feel like, especially at this age in your 20s, it's like, I've created different, like a coffee blog. I've tried creating this like fashion thing or whatever it was. And you know, we're going to fail a lot at this age. Like, it's very normal. Like, of course, you got so lucky with Ludovico because you're like, no, this is what I want to do. Like, I'm starting, it's happening, and it's going to be successful. But for most 20-year-olds, it's like you do like 10 to 15 things that just fail and don't work out. And people around you are like, are you going to figure out what you're doing yet? You know,
exactly.
But it's so normal for us to just figure it out, like what we want to do. But we can't figure it out if we don't start. Like, if I never started a coffee blog, I would have never known, like, maybe this isn't what I want to do.
Yeah.
You know, and it's better than not knowing.
100%.
So I like how you said, just start.
Yep.
That's super cool.
Yeah. There's no like other way. Like, I can't force someone, or I can't like give you, there's no like magical like way to figure out how to like start what you want to do. You literally just have to start, like just do it.
Yeah,
it's something you want to do, do it.
And I feel like a lot of people will say like, I don't know enough about it, or you know, I don't have enough experience. But that's the whole part of realizing if it's really what you want to do. Like, if you really want to do it, you're going to stay up until 2-3 a.m. researching, how do I find factories to manufacture clothing? Yep. How do I, you know, lease a location?
100%.
It's all like a part of the process.
Yeah, and it's a learning process. I mean, even now, like, mm-hmm. It'll be 7 years in March that I have been open, and I'm like still learning things. Like, I every month I'm still like, oh my gosh, wait, wow, like why did I never think of this? Why didn't I, you know, this is something new for me, or this is something that I never experienced before, and now I'm experiencing it in mm-hmm. the business. So the learning never ends. That's another thing too, is like
the limit never stops too.
You're never gonna be 100% ready, and you're never gonna know 100% of the things you need to know to achieve the goals, but mm-hmm. everything will like fall into place as long as you continue to work hard. That's like exactly what you need.
Yeah. And there's like just so much ahead of you too. Like you said, you can open 5 stores 10 years from now. Like, you have no idea. Yep. And there's just so much to look forward to. And I think that's, it's just so fun and so inspiring to hear about, because you were so young when you started. And everyone, most people that are going to be listening to this will probably be in college, and they're going to be like, oh my God, like if I opened a store right now, I would go insane.
Yeah.
So I think it's so cool that you did that, because I had no idea.
Thank you.
Okay. So we're going to get into quick fire. Okay. So I'm just going to ask you about 5 questions, and then you just, you know, tell me, you can explain them. So the first one is your favorite fashion trend, either you've had it at Ludo or just in general.
For the last 2 years, actually, even since like high school, I've always loved blazers. And
mm-hmm.
When I was in high school, it was like a very tailored blazer fit, like Lord and Taylor type of like businessy, like J. Crew blazers. But I still loved them. Like, I would mm-hmm. wear them t-shirt, jeans, and like ballet flats, or like, you know, that was like my style at the time. So I've always loved blazers, and I just recently, obviously the last like 2 years, have been bringing them into the store, and people are finally getting used to the mm-hmm. fact that they're back. But they're obviously much more oversized now, which I honestly love, because I just like to wear my clothes big at this point in my life. I feel more comfortable that way. That's my favorite trend, and I hope it like never goes away, because I love them.
Yeah, no, I love blazers.
Yeah.
What's your favorite designer clothing brand?
Probably Isabel Marant. I love her like shoulder pad look. Does a lot of ruffles, which I think is so cute. I like that it's like, she has like a mix of feminine like florally dresses, and then she does a lot of like leather belts and leather boots with skirts and stuff like that. And then she also has like the baggy jeans tucked into like a high boot. I don't know, her style is very all over the place, and so is mine. Like, one day I'll be wearing, like I said, a blazer and a t-shirt, and the next day I'll be wearing like a leather jacket and combat boots, or like a dress. Like, I'm very, every day is like different for me. I don't have like a specific style, and I love that her stuff is all over the place too.
Mm-hmm. That reminded me, have you ever been to like a fashion show or anything?
Honestly, or
like had your own like showcase?
I've never been to New York Fashion Week, or, which is crazy. I just, honestly, by the time I was like able to figure out how to get there and go, like in college, I had the store, so I just never had time to like leave the store and go, you know what I mean? I've just been so tied up, but I would love to go, obviously, when things like open back up.
Do you have I remember once you posted on Instagram, was it like a showcase for Ludo where you present your clothes?
So it was, I won Best Boutique in Bergen County, I think it was 2018, in Bergen Magazine. So they do a huge like festival at MetLife Stadium, I'm pretty sure it was, and they did a fashion show, so it was my clothes that were in the fashion show, so that was really cool, because it's like all over, you know, people come from all over Bergen County and like huge businesses are there. Mm-hmm. So that was cool.
Oh, wow. That's super cool. Yeah. Okay. Question three, what's a fashion trend you hope never comes back into style?
Low rise jeans.
Oh yeah. Me too. Oh, my God. I was hoping you would say, I feel like, and they're coming back. I know. It's scary, but they're coming back. I can't
do it. Like, comfort wise, they're horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you can't bend or anything.
You
can't bend.
You sit down, you're like, your butt cracks out. Like, I can't. Yeah. I can't do it.
I know. I don't understand how they're coming
no,
back.
No, I don't either. Mid rise, high rise, like, that's comfortable for me. And honestly, I think the look is so cute. Like, when high rise jeans first came into style, I remember like Urban Outfitters was the first brand to really do that. And American Apparel,
mm-hmm.
like, they were so in style. So, I loved them ever since the beginning, and I've like, I threw out all my jeans and I've never looked back, like all the low rise ones. Yeah. I'm so happy that they're, you know, I hope they don't come back.
Yeah. I just started getting into working out, and in the morning, I know it's like a lot better for you because you start your day like that and everything, but I love intense workouts at night. Like at like 5 or 6 PM, I love going to the gym and then coming home and just being like completely tired and taking a shower. But even then, it's like all day I'm stressed with school or work or whatever it is. And I go to the gym and it's like everything's gone. It's like I'm so free of my anxiety and like so nice. My stress.
You get that, like, time
and I just
for
have
yourself,
such a clear mind.
Yeah, it's so nice. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I give you credit for working
out. Yeah, like
out.
I'm on the treadmill, put my phone over.
Yeah,
really?
I can't. Like there will be days where I'll wake up late because I couldn't get up. Like mm-hmm. I'm tired. And I'll tell myself, like, it's okay, just go to work and then come home and you'll work out, like, at night. And I'll come home and I physically can't, I just can't. I don't know why. I, like,
I used to be that way.
I have to get it done in the morning. Like, I'm so strict about it. I honestly, I'm jealous.
I wish I could do it in the morning.
But I'm not.
I wish I could do it in the morning. I used to force myself to do it in the morning. And I just realized, like, I'm a big morning person. I love, like, meditating and journaling in the morning. But I just don't like to work out in the morning. And because I kept forcing myself to try to work out in the morning, I was just never working
like
out. Because I was like, I don't want to do it in the morning, so it happens. Exactly. But I enjoy it at night just because I love just coming home, showering, eating my dinner, and crashing because I get so tired and just relaxes me.
That's nice.
I love it. But okay, so the last quick fire is, what's a quote that you live by?
Actually, this is like the easiest one for me. It's a quote that I saw somewhere in high school, and I honestly think about it all the time, and I just love it. It makes me feel so good. It's God places the heaviest burdens on those who can carry its weight. And
I love that.
So true. Like during all my like bad times, low times, like stressful times, I just like think about that and I'm like, okay. Like, God would never give me something that I can't handle. So, like, I can get through this. Like,
exactly.
You know, he places the heaviest burdens on me that he knows I can tackle and handle and figure out and get through. So, like, it just calms me down. It makes me feel so good. And that's always been, like, my favorite quote. I truly live by that.
Yeah. I think that's, and it's so hard to see that when you're in the moment and you're like, no, like, why is this happening to me? There's no good, like, I can't grow from this. That's it. It's going to destroy me. But it's really good to have that mindset and be like, no, this wouldn't be on my plate if I couldn't handle it. If anything, I'm going to grow from this and learn from it.
Yeah, 100%.
So I love that quote.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that's all I have. But yeah, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I loved having you on. Like, having someone who started their own company is so cool, and I don't really have that planned yet. So it's really cool that you came on and talked to me about that. And it's also cool because we're from the same community.
Yeah,
so you're like, you're known for what you do. So I love that. But yeah, thank you so much for coming on. I hope we can chat again on the podcast soon. And yeah, so bye.
All right.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode with Lara. I loved it so much. It really inspired me to start a new business venture and just take the first step in anything I want to do. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Don't forget to go in the description, follow me on Instagram so you don't miss a new podcast, and also follow Ludovica so you can look at all her super cute outfits, get some inspiration, and go shopping. Thank you guys again for listening, and I will talk to you in my next episode. Bye!